internet chatting and video conferencing and network gaming.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstyle.
Yes!
DJ Newstyle.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
I got the money, like the lawyer said to do. But it can't replace a heartache high cost due. Oh, tomorrow I'll be leaving it.
Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, shut up! You piece of shit!
Shut up. Shut up. Yeah.
You piece of shit!
You
cocksucker! You fucker! You fucking bitch!
I better put some pants back on. Gotta get down to some fucking brass tacks here on this, the exclusive Tuesday night programming and There Is No Radio, the DJ Newstyle Show. But wait a minute. I'm sorry, a band, a song. God damn it! It's so good to talk to all of you this wonderful evening. This wonderful, cold, fucking, scary to drive December evening. This is the DJ Newstyle Show. Of course, since I'm talking to you on the DJ Newstyle Show, that would make me DJ Newstyle. Normally I have a co-host that goes by the name of Germ Freak. But if you listen to the podcast on DJNewStyleShow.com or on iTunes or on whatever, you may have heard that last week, about three quarters of the way through the show, he dropped out completely. Tried calling back, left a few hateful messages. And, I mean, while I tried to maintain our good relationship, good rapport, he made no effort to do the same. And he's been replaced. His replacement tonight... Why don't you say hello and introduce yourself?
What's going on, New Style? It's Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm just getting off of Jones, and what's up there, man?
Wow, you sound pretty scratchy. You sound actually a little bit different. Are you sick?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, man. Just had myself a sack. Took in some major air blasts, man.
Air blasts? That sounds very authentic. Yeah, man, it's a shame about Germ Freak. But, I mean, you know, you're going to replace him. I mean, he's unreliable.
He couldn't handle it, man.
He really couldn't. I mean, and besides, he's a homosexual, closeted, and his wife and kids don't like him. So, right. I mean, let's just get down to business here. He needed to be replaced.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's get right into it. I mean, I love words that that fall out of popular favor. I'm reminded of this today because one of the words, for example, would be snazzy. I like to use snazzy a lot, and I don't think a lot of people do. Just gay men and old people, pretty much. But I had to dress and exhibit excessive snazziness at work because we had some people coming in for meetings. I had to do some presentations. I had to look important.
Right.
Leave my scummy shell of jeans and New Balance sneakers aside and actually look like I worked for a company.
Fascinating.
I mean, I had a pretty good day at work. How's work going for you at the liquor store there, Tidbit?
I'm doing good, man. We're doing good. You know, we got a good sale in Smirnoff's. And, you know, we're doing what we can, man. But I tell you, I was jonesing. It was 420. I was jonesing today, man. I was jonesing.
You were jonesing?
Oh, man. I was jonesing. I was on the bricks with my bed bugs. We made an easy score.
Okay. You made an easy score.
I'll be there in a minute. Hold on. Yeah, we
what was that?
This bag boy wasn't looking.
Wait, hold on. Who were you whispering to?
I was talking to my dog.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm in the back room here. So we have a dog in the back there. It's just time to get him out of the way.
Well, I mean, as I was saying, you know, I like certain words, like snazzy. I had to dress up today.
I'll play later, okay?
What is going on?
Nothing, man. I was just, you know. Anyway,
what are you doing? Yeah. What? Who are you gonna play with?
No, I was talking to the guy down the road there, just packing up some Smirnoff and some rocks, mudslide.
All right. Whatever.
What's the problem, man?
No, nothing. I'm getting a little distracted by your whispering. Could you stop talking to whoever the fuck's around you and just concentrate on doing this? I mean, I don't really feel comfortable yelling at you, Tidbit 88.
You know what happened, man? I just purchased myself a one-hitter quitter, and I am so fucking wasted because they call me the bong.
A one-hit quitter? What?
I just purchased myself a one-hitter quitter.
One-hitter quitter, huh?
Yeah, okay. And I am so fucking wasted, man. They call me the Bong Kong, and I am so lit up. I can't take it anymore, man. All right. We'll play Uno later.
Who?
What else we got to talk about here? New Style?
I'm kind of a little bit confused here. I mean, you're saying you're going to play, and you're talking to your dog or somebody here? What's going on? Can you fucking level with me here?
What's your problem? You asked me to help you co-host the show because Germ Freak couldn't make it. And all of a sudden, you're getting on my case. You know, if you don't appreciate my company.
You're using really bad supposed pothead lingo. You're whispering to people. What's going on here?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling you, I'm a stoner. I was born a stoner. Okay?
You were born a stoner.
I was born a stoner.
How come you didn't talk like this last time? I mean, last episode of the show.
Well, I'm fucked up now. I just took myself a Jamaican shower, and I am so fucked up I can't even take it, man. Well, all right, Donna. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who?
Yeah, we got a new person helping us out here, and I was just telling her what to do. But anyway, as I was saying, I bought myself a couple of sacks today. We got some dime bags, got some nickel bags, got some quarter bags. Oh, absolutely. We are so fucking stoned, man. On stone. Yeah. I'm a midnight toker, and I'm going all the way, man.
Wow,
I
cram Steve Miller Band reference. That sounds just like you. I mean, if I know Tidbit 88, I know he loves Steve Miller Band. I know he's...
I'll play Extra Layer! Enough! anyway.
Germ, you're an asshole, dude. You had me fooled. Yeah, dude, you had me fooled for a little bit, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're an asshole.
Whatever, man. You know what?
You are. You are an asshole. Here I am trying to talk about snazziness.
That was the most pathetic conversation I ever heard about, so I had to do something to spaz it up a little bit.
Yeah, talking about you buying bags, picking up stacks.
Right.
Hey, yo, daddy-o. I got you. Yeah. I got me a one-hitter quitter today.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Some incense and patchouli. What are you, some kind of asshole? I mean, you don't know. Do you know anything about drugs? I mean, I've never done drugs. I think I know so much more than you.
I've seen marijuana. Have you ever seen drugs, though, in person?
Yes, I've seen drugs.
Have you ever? I saw like marijuana in person twice.
Really? And why didn't you partake? Or were you planning on it? Or
No. It was at one time I was at a little get together for a bachelor's party situation.
Get together? Was there Entenmann's cookies?
No, not at all. Anyway,
a card game gonna take place.
It was you know, like a bachelor party type of thing.
Oh, a get together.
At a hotel, whatever. And there was some bitches there rolling them up, but you know, I was very tempted, but I didn't look too clean to me. So
were you worried your wife would find out?
I mean, I don't give a fuck.
You don't care.
I don't give a flying fuck.
I think that I beg to differ.
Okay, whatever.
I think she is the wearer of the pants. You talk pretty goddamn tough. Thank you, Dan. You can send feedback to the show. We're in the DJ New Style Show pal talk room, whatever the fuck it is, DJ New Style Show live room. You can call the show 316-768-4472 or drop a little note out to DJ New Style Radio on the IM, the America Online IM. How about that, bitches? Germ, I think that your wife wears the pants.
Why would she say that? She makes the calls.
She makes the hard choices. She does it all.
I will say that I let her make choices because I just don't have. I've lost intelligence throughout the years. I really don't. I'm not as smart mentally as I was 10 years ago or whatever. I cannot understand anything. Like for example, you know, I always want people to do the stuff for me. Then this way, I could just make it easier for me. I think it was a situation where I had asked you to find something out for me as far as giving me a link to buy something, and after a while, you just refused.
Yeah, because it gets fucking annoying when people refuse to learn.
I refuse to learn.
When we wanted to start working on the material for the show together, I suggested a service provided by Google Docs. This is a free plug for a fucking almost $1 trillion company. Or is it? I don't even know what the fuck it is. Forget it. This isn't a goddamn finance show. Look it up, you fucks. Go talk to Jim Cramer and suck each other's assholes. So you needed to sign up for Google. You did not know how to do it. You needed me to walk you through.
There were questions that I didn't know how to answer.
First name? Last name?
No.
Yes!
No, there were other questions.
Yes! Oh, pick a password and a username.
Whatever.
So anytime there's something a little different than what you're used to, you fucking throw your hands up in defeat and pawn it off on somebody else. And I'm thinking you do that for because your wife and your parents have done tons of shit for you over the years.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you've never done anything for yourself.
No, you know.
Have you washed your own clothes?
I've never washed clothes in my life.
Have you ever cooked your own meals?
Never cooked a meal.
Why is it that you've raised a child who has to scream for his parents to wipe him? Wipe me! They can do all the heavy work, which is dropping the shit into the bowl, but they can't do the cleanup. And I think that's something that's a little bit crazy coming from a germ freak. You're making the next generation of you, and you're making them just like you.
Right. Well,
do you see traits of yourself? Like, do you recognize you have some faults? I mean, we all have faults.
As does everybody else, sure.
Yeah, we all have our faults.
But you're not perfect.
I am actually perfect. But, I mean, I am the exception to the rule. Everybody else has faults besides me.
Okay.
And JP, the two. Tip a little out, bitches. But, Germ, do you see some of these faults exhibited through your kids' behavior? Your son, your two daughters. Do you see anything that you do in their actions? Do they worry?
Yes.
Do they fear germs?
They have to, you know, as soon as they come home, they have to, you know, immediately wash their hands front and back, because the back's the most important, because that's the part that's out to the public.
Oh, of course. And the back of the hand, because you got to do see. We're talking about the video on Vimeo where you went to Chipotle and explained that we should wash our hands.
Right.
As if we were fucking infants. Anyway, continue.
I don't like when they walk with bare feet in the house. They have to have something on their feet.
I have no socks on right now.
Well, because you're an animal. You're white trash.
What? You son of a bitch. You call me... Your fucking kids do it.
No, I'm not fucking kidding. You're white trash. I'm going to come down and say it.
I'm white trash? You motherfucker.
Bare feet in the fucking winter, you prick.
It's... I have very hot feet. I have very hot feet. And I cannot...
Too much information.
I cannot walk around or sleep with fucking socks on.
I wear shoes 24/7, baby.
Do you sleep with your shoes on?
My bare feet have never hit the floor.
What?
They never hit the floor.
They have to. You're fucking kidding yourself, because you do not shower with sandals on.
No, I have a towel out there, and I directly go right on the towel. My feet are just like a baby's ass. They're nice and red and pink. They look like little baby mice when they're first born, or baby hamsters. They're nice and pink.
Jesus. They look like the fucking yolk on a sunny-side-up egg. Just fucking pink fading into yellow, going into white. That's your fucking heel.
I wear shoes 24. I have them on right now, man.
Soft-boiled egg heel.
Yeah.
You wear them all the time. You have them on right now.
Right, but
you're tracking all the germs that you stepped on.
No, smartass.
What?
I have special indoor-only shoes.
So you take them off.
They're indoor-only. I only wear these shoes indoors.
Are they... Now, you've mentioned before, and when I met you at the Chipotle, you showed me these shoes, which are just atrocious, and they haven't been supported or recognized by Reebok since fucking Reagan was in his first term. You have about 15 of the same pair. Now, are the indoor shoes the same as your outdoor shoes?
No. The indoor are probably a lesser known brand.
Please indicate the brand.
Dr. Scholl's.
Dr. Scholl's. Got a little corn problem, do you?
I don't know. My wife bought them for me.
Jesus. All right.
I don't ask questions. I don't buy any of my own clothes, New Style.
I would guess that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't bought myself clothes, and I can't even remember.
You're a fucking man.
I'm a kept man.
You're a man who married a new mom. You married a new mother. You got a replacement mother on your wedding day.
You are so right.
Except this mother occasionally sucks your dick and fucked you at least three times.
I don't appreciate that.
Why? Is it false?
Coming out of the fucking white trash mouth that you have.
I'm not white trash.
All right, listen to me.
I'm not white trash, and even if I were a germ, I'd be able to use a public toilet and not have to piss myself like some kind of fucking asshole before he meets clients.
I only pissed myself once.
Oh, that's all it takes. Now it gets passed around. Oh, you need some work done? Let's call Pissy Pants McGee.
Doesn't matter, dude. It only happened, twice. Well, one was a shit and one was a piss, but whatever. So I wear the shoes inside, and we're all good.
That was the service. Oh, he pissed himself.
Yeah.
Before he even met me. Yeah. I think I stole the Pissy Pants McGee from Real Tidbit 88's Cop Pants McGee or something like that. I don't know. But what were you saying? There's two times that you pissed yourself or shit yourself?
No, I think we spoke about this. We spoke about this before. I don't want to hear it. One time I pissed myself before I went to somebody's house, and another time I shit my pants before I went to somebody's house.
So did your married mommy fix it for you by getting you a dry set of pants?
No, I just throw them out.
Giving maybe a panini and a warm pea
coat. Have you ever made a bed, dude?
Yes. What kind of fucking question is that?
Oh, because I've never made one.
You've never made a bed, ever.
I wouldn't even know how to start.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
I don't know how to fucking make a bed.
Do you think you could figure it out?
After some practice.
You don't need to practice. You put the fucking sheets on the bed.
No, you gotta know how to tuck it underneath the box spring mattress, whatever you call it.
Germ, there's no fucking textbook for this. You just pretty much tuck the sheets under the mattress so they don't hang out. It's not fucking difficult.
You know what? That's
even savages that don't have sheets but have some kind of fucking, some rattan quilt that they made out of fucking river grass, they know how to fucking tuck a sheet in.
Right.
Seriously, dude, this is fucking, I'm embarrassed.
I never had to learn
it. I'm embarrassed
to
be talking to you right now.
Well, you know what?
You don't know how to make a bed?
I don't know how to make a bed. BFD.
And that, I'm sorry, what is that again?
BFD.
It means?
Big fucking deal.
Copyright Germ Free 2007.
I did not coin that phrase. I cannot take credit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
TFB. anyway, so, I've never made a bed, never washed clothes, never cooked a meal.
Have you ever prepared a sandwich for yourself?
I have prepared a sandwich, yes, but I don't like preparing sandwiches. I don't like to look at the meat when it's not in the bread.
Why? What is that? What's the deal?
You're talking about, like, cold cuts, for example.
Yeah.
I don't like this, like...
You look at the fucking veins in the roast beef.
After you buy the turkey, the second day it's already slimy. And I cannot look
at that turkey stank on it. It's good.
I cannot look at, like, wet, watery turkey. It just turns my stomach. So I have to have my wife make the sandwich for me and ensure that there's no meat hanging over the sides of the sandwich.
Do you know how to tie your own shoes, or do you leave them tied, just like I do with my ties?
I just keep – they're always tied. I just slip on.
You just leave them tied. When was the last time you've tied shoes? And I've noticed – thank you, Steve the LARPer, for checking in here. He's pointing out that you're saying you don't say sandwich correctly.
I say it the way I'm supposed to say it.
How do you say it?
Sandwich.
So spell that, please.
S-A-N-G-W-I-T-C-H.
Oh, so there's a T in it. That's amazing.
Yes.
Not only do you pronounce it wrong, but your fucking intentional mispronunciation of it was spelled wrong.
Right.
I'd like to give a little shout out to Jack Sandwich. Thank you. Bestinshowradio.com.
So you don't mind when the meat hangs over the sandwich?
No. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, if it hangs outside of the bread?
Right.
No. Why would I care?
I don't like. I just don't like it. I don't like.
So you couldn't eat like if somebody had one of your fancy get-togethers where you turned down pot and probably steered clear of all the strippers and anything that a guy would like. Maybe a less adult one. They have a lunch meat platter where the meats are all rolled up. You wouldn't make a sandwich out of those because you'd have to pick up the meat. You don't like to see the meat, and when you eat the sandwich, you don't want to see it hanging outside of the bread?
Right. I don't like seeing raw meat before I eat it, especially chicken. There's nothing more repulsive than raw chicken. Same thing with chopped meat. I don't want to see a raw chopped meat hamburger.
This irritates the shit out of me because I can see you shoveling it down your fucking throat.
Absolutely.
But you kind of have this almost like it's wrong to eat animals attitude before it's cooked.
No, it's not. It's just repulsive.
I don't
want to
see something that's dead.
It repulses me.
Glub, glub. It repulses you.
Yeah. Just seeing raw meat repulses me before it's cooked. That's all. It's very simple. You know, it doesn't take.
Have you ever folded a shirt? I mean, let's say your wife washes and dries the clothes, gives you a laundry basket.
You know what? I've tried it, but I don't think I do it correctly.
You don't do it correctly. How do you attempt it and fail?
Well, what type of shirt are you referring to?
Let's just say a t-shirt.
A t-shirt?
Yeah.
Well, I fold it, but I'm not sure if I fold it correctly. That's all I can say.
How do you fold it incorrectly?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Describe what it looks like when you say it's done incorrectly. That's what we're trying to get at here. Is it just a fucking rolled up like a diploma? Or what do you do?
I take it and I roll it like a rolling pin on a table and I wring it out and then I put it together. I put it in my draw.
All right, you're out of your fucking mind.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
Numbers 316-768-4472. Well, I guess we have Germ Freak back. He's been exposed as the Tidbit 88 faker. You're not him. You tried to. I don't know why you tried to, but...
Because I want you to appreciate me, that's all.
You don't want to be replaced?
No, I don't want to be replaced.
You really don't?
No.
And Germ...
I got nothing else to do on Tuesday nights, what can I say?
Oh, that's very nice of you. Germ, if you if your wife wasn't around, do you think you'd be more of a risk taker? Because you'd have to do these things yourself?
I would have to go forward with doing different things, absolutely.
You would?
But I would sit there with a puss on as usual.
Would you seek out girlfriends, not necessarily for relationships or other things?
Well, why would you seek a girlfriend out if you don't want it for a relationship?
Well, I'm just saying, a temporary girlfriend.
A temporary? Yeah, I'm looking for a temporary girlfriend.
You are currently?
No. I'm just saying. I'm just using your example.
Sure, I'd like to ask you a few questions and put you in a few situations. But the caveat is that you'd have to be single. So why don't we play a new game I came up with called If We Were Single. Right. That's right, Germs. I want you to pretend that you're single.
I'd love this game.
You do? Why? Because is that how you really want to be?
No. I'm just saying, we're pretending, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are.
So?
Let's say that you're back in high school.
Right.
Completely free of your wife and then girlfriend.
Right.
And you see a new girl. She's very pretty.
Okay.
Maybe not incredibly hot because she's interested in you, so she can't be.
Right.
And you get to talking with her. And then when you see her walk away, she's got a horrible limp and a crooked leg. Would you still pursue her? Could you ever be seen with somebody who doesn't walk right?
Like a gimp leg, you mean? Like a
gimpy leg. Like she has to walk like she's been shot in the knee.
And she's like an 8, you're saying?
She's maybe a 7.
That's tough.
And I'm talking Allison Hannigan scale, not like the... Not like the dude. You should have seen this fucking broad. If you've seen American Pie, it's the girl that shoved the flute in her cunt. She's
that
a dead solid 5. So we named the scale after her because everybody can agree that she's about as middle of the road as you get.
Okay.
If comparing her to Allison Hannigan, she's about a 7. She's better than average. She's not perfect. Obviously not.
I have to pass on it.
You would pass on it. You wouldn't try to nail her. And I said nail, which is not like me saying snazzy. It's just me forgetting that it's no longer cool to say I nailed her.
Right.
Because you nailed it, bro. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I'd probably have to pass on that.
So it would not interest you to have sex with her, even though she just walks a little crooked. I mean, she's going to be on her back or on her knees or whatever.
You know what? You're right. I will go for it.
Now you're going to go for it. But then your friends will see you walking with a goddamn cripple.
You know what? At this point in time, I don't care.
You don't care now?
No. Because she's on the bed anyway, so what the hell difference does it make?
So you're saying that that you would do this if you were single?
Right. Absolutely.
Very excellent. I think that's good. So if you were... So you would do this if you were single?
Right.
Right. Uh-huh, he would. So, Germ, I want to recap real quick. Since we lost a bunch of time on this past show because you had some kind of issue, I don't even know what the fuck happened. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Angers me. God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Goddamn son of a bitch. I want to wrap up a little Thanksgiving, do a quick recap here. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? We didn't even get to talk about that.
What the hell did I do? We had, when you get married, you have to share family. So, we shared families. She went to her family and I went to my family.
Okay. So, now you went to her family, for Thanksgiving.
Eventually, long story short, I don't like, all right, let me just put this straight here. Let me make sure the coast is clear. Okay.
Wait. Are you checking so that she doesn't hear you?
Because you're such a
goddamn marriage renegade.
I did check.
You have to peek over your shoulder before you say something.
Yes. I don't care for her mother's bland cooking. So what I did was I dropped them off at her mother's house, went back to my mother's house, ate some food, and then went back to her mother's house and pretended to fucking eat.
You pretended? You didn't actually eat?
I didn't eat a goddamn thing. I just swallowed the fucking food.
I mean,
like
they
animal.
It seems like they were trying to treat you nice. They put you at probably a decent spot at the table. They gave you some food.
You know where they fucking put me?
Where?
The worst fucking... They put me at the fucking seam of the table where the two fucking tables meet.
That's where you usually put
the...
The
most fucking uncomfortable
The most hated relative sits at the goddamn
seam.
And
not only that, everybody's got a nice soft fucking dining room chair. I'm on a fucking lopsided metal folding chair from 1962.
Okay, so now your plate is fucking rocking. It's all uneven. Right. And your chair. And it's probably going the opposite way. So there's just no way you can brace anything evenly.
And everybody's 2 feet higher than me. I'm looking up at everybody.
You're like a fucking child looking up at all the adults.
Because I'm an animal. You know, I'm the black sheep, so whatever. And what happened is her table, you know, it separates every once in a while. So sometimes... You know, my glass would almost, you know, fall down the crack or whatever, and it's just ridiculous.
Did you spill anything?
I think I caught it in time, but it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the legs of the table are, like, right there, and you really can't put your legs under the table, and you keep bumping into it, and whatever.
Yeah. I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. I'm definitely not as bad as yours. Yours was pretty fucking miserable with the child fucking computer chair. The little my first folding chair that they gave you. But... My sister hosted it for the first time. It's usually like the same person, but this, you know, she wanted to do it. She's got her own place. She's married now. 10 people didn't show up. Day of, as the turkeys are cooking. I've said turkeys, plural. That's two turkeys. 10 people were announced to not be arriving in a shocking fashion. And they're like, you didn't get the message? Like that. Like, no, we're cooking two turkeys.
You mean they didn't give plenty of time or notice or what?
They left a voicemail at midnight the night before on
the
cell phone.
The night before?
Yeah, the night before on a cell phone. Voicemail from a bar. But either way, you know what? She doesn't have a lot of room.
Did this cause tension?
A little bit, but you know what? It worked out in the end.
Oh, cool.
Everybody had their own Thanksgiving dinner.
That's good.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it wouldn't have been so cramped. I would have probably been on the seam. I'm not one to accept being at the seam like you are. You just fucking cave right away.
Well,
I'll take the seam. Here's my little puss face. I'm gonna be miserable.
Just to go back to my situation, originally I was sitting at the head of the table. Okay,
where were you sitting at the head of the table?
At her mother's house. I was at the head of the table.
Was this before the marriage?
No. This Thanksgiving, I was sitting. There was nobody at the table yet, and I sat at the head of the table.
Oh, so you just sat down at the head of the table.
I got there first. I sat at the head of the table. Yeah, I got there first.
Round robin, bitches. First come, first serve.
Okay, but I was asked to move from the head of the table.
Who told you to move?
The favorite son-in-law.
The golden child.
Absolutely.
Nah, the black sheep's not supposed to be in the white sheep's seat.
No. Is that a big deal for you sitting at the head of the table? Is that really a big deal?
Supposedly it's an honor, but I mean, I really don't care as long as I'm not on the fucking seam on the chair that spends 12 months, the entire year in a goddamn shed.
Right. And it has
cobwebs on it.
You know what it had on it? It had like a footprint of wet paint. Cause they probably used to fucking paint the fucking shed in the backyard for Christ's sake.
They used it as a step stool.
I use it as a goddamn step stool.
Ah, shit, we don't have enough chairs. Ah, get the fucking stool!
That's it. That's it. I'm surprised I didn't get a fucking...
They slide a dog bowl in front of you. Just throw the shit in.
And you know what? Not only that, but it was a little rusted and it was a little fucking nail. I could have got a fucking... Should have got a tetanus shot or something after that. But,
yeah, you should have.
It worked out good for you. And,
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, at least we didn't go out to a restaurant. Have you ever do that, the Thanksgiving at a restaurant?
We did that once and it was miserable. I don't want somebody else making my Thanksgiving food. You know, I need the family to do it. What about you? Did it ever happen to you or not?
It happened. It's not good, but I enjoy it if it's not like your primary Thanksgiving. Like if it's
what does that mean?
It's like if you have to have a Thanksgiving with your family, of course, and then maybe a day later you'll have the Thanksgiving with some other relatives you don't see.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Like I would enjoy a Thanksgiving there, but I mean, you just don't have any choices. It's like they hand you like this fucking paper menu and you look at it, I'll have the Thanksgiving. It's like what the fuck? There's nothing to choose.
Absolutely.
to get the goddamn platter with the turkey, and it's all dry and shit. But Steve LaLarpa brings up a good point. The buffet for Thanksgiving. Now, I enjoy a Thanksgiving that's managed buffet style, whether it's at my relatives or at a restaurant. I enjoy being able to pick exactly what I want. I don't want to have to pass plates. I go up, I pick what I want. I don't have to say, oh, your stuffing's delicious, because I don't need to lie. I just don't even take it if it looks skanky. You ever see the skanky stuffing, that shit that's got a film on it, looks like it's been sitting out?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just awful. Some people bring some shitty goddamn dishes, and the buffet is really the perfect way to avoid having to eat them.
So you don't mind not having that whole formal serving of the food, the plates and everything?
No, I like the formal sitting down, the place settings, all that shit. But I prefer to go up to a buffet.
Right.
Bring the buffet home. Steve is right on the fucking same page here. I mean, do you enjoy a buffet?
Myself?
Yeah.
I love the concept of a buffet. I love, it's like being a fucking king. You can get your fucking food and, you know, whatever. I just don't like the things that go along with the buffet. You know what I'm saying? You know, people going back and forth, kids going up there, and, that's what I don't like about the buffet, but I do like a variety of foods.
Yeah, I mean, there's some definite things that irritate me about buffets. I mean, like the shitty little rolls.
Well, you know what's the worst? You still there, buddy?
Yeah.
The worst is when you go to a wedding. You go on that long line. It's usually the cocktail hour, this is. And you got this jackass in this fucking chef's hat underneath this orange fucking red light.
Yeah.
Slicing you a paper thin fucking slice of a turkey or ham.
Yeah, enough with the chef hat too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he can slice a knife, so now he's a fucking chef.
He's got like who the fuck is he? He's got this fucking uniform on. He's slicing a fucking piece of meat. And he puts this
phone is ringing. Oh my god. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, you already know, son, what it is.
Yeah, it's Mike Nice. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, populating, pimping, and shrimping, nigga.
All day.
You already know, real talk.
Mike Nice, I'd have to say that I stay steady shrimping.
Steady shrimping?
Yeah.
No, that means your guap is stacking, pimping.
Yes, steady. All day.
Real talk.
Barb just typed something here. Our friend, Babara. Just type that. She wishes that you were on I Love New York. And I got to say, man, I could totally picture you on that show.
Nah, man, I don't get down with that floozy ass, skankily ass.
The Stallion Ed, man! This the Patterson!
Give me your address!
This is Patterson! Try to take him. Yeah, Latino!
Stay in it, brother! Stallion Ed!
Yeah, man, I'm coming in there. Wear my Stallion Ed t-shirt! Me and my mopey looking horse face, brother! Those are some of the ugliest dudes ever, and they promote this shitty rap group every fucking time they're on.
Oh, man. VH1 is mad too ignorant, yo, and that Killer Tequila shit, yo.
Oh, it's the worst.
Don't even get me started on the Tequila shit.
You know how many conversations I've had with people that are like, why is she famous? I'm like, oh, she has friends on MySpace, and she's a sleepyhead with fake tits, and that's pretty much it.
Yo, so she's not even sleepyhead, though, yo.
What is she? I mean, I thought
bitch is like part rat. That bitch is like part rat, part like possum, nigga. Like, that bitch ain't even no human shit. Like, look at her head. Look at her head is like the size of a peanut, yo.
I mean, I read your site, nigano.com, and I try to learn the term, so that's why I'm trying to throw around sleepyhead. But now I know she's part rat.
Yo, ridiculous. Yo, nigga.com, nigga.com, nigga.com.
You got a lot of new shit on there, man. I'm loving the site lately.
Yo, so I'm loving that site. Whoever writes that shit needs to get paid, nigga.
You don't write it? What, are you subcontracted out?
Here you go, son. I don't even got no type of involvement with that other than corporate ownership. You dig?
Okay, so you're the CEO.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my little Wheezy on the game right now, son. Wheezy F, baby, please say the baby.
Yeah. Germ Freak, are you still there? Or are you just...
I'm here.
You're just observing. You're sitting on the outside looking.
Listening. Absolutely.
Are you trying to become more street, maybe learn what some of the kids are saying, Germ?
Sometimes.
Do you have...
Let's get to the smoke ham of the sandwich, though, nigga. I'm trying to get this shit moving, son.
Do you think that you could work with Germ Freak, Mike Nice? Could you make him passable in the ghetto so that he's not such a fucking sore thumb if he has to ever do a job there?
Yeah, all we got to do is just break bread at the local Chinese buffet, son. We just go to the buffet and we just be kicking into there, yo.
I mean, couldn't you get him one of those, like, those new fucking hoodies with the goddamn rainbow-colored skulls? Or whatever.
Oh, the new shit, the Jason shit, the Friday the 13th hoodie, son, that's the jump off. Why? You got a Jason mask on the front.
Can you just tell me what the fuck is with all these multicolored hoodies?
Yo, son, that's what we call, that's what we call Karma Loop, son. You got down with the Karma Loop shit, son.
Karma Loop?
Yeah, son, KarmaLoop.com. Shout out for all your faux fake hoodie, all your faux fake hoodie needs. All your fake hip hop hoodie needs, nigga.
Oh, snap.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You got Mike Nice and Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Kat.
What's up, Kat? What do you got?
It is. Hold on.
Mike, this is a white girl. Okay, don't be alarmed.
And I said fall back, nigga. I know it's a white bitch. That's why I said let me talk to her first.
All right, do it up. I want to see how you sweet talk this white girl as you've called her a breezy in the past.
Nah, son, you go first, and I'm gonna show you what you're doing wrong.
I can't do this because I'm taken. But I mean, if I were single. This is probably how I would do it. What's going on? What's going on with you, Kat? What's up? What are you about?
What am I doing? Just relaxing here, listening to your radio.
Fuck all that.
I'm gonna actually.
Why are we bullshitting? Listen, why are we bullshitting here?
What?
Why are we bullshitting here? We got parts that match. Let's complete the set.
What type of undercover racism shit is this, nigga? We got parts that match with your fucking skin tone, nigga?
No, I didn't mean skin tone. I mean they fit like a puzzle. Okay, Mike Nice. All right, fine. I fucked up. You show me how it's done. I mean, do you currently have...
No, son, I'm already... No, son, I'm just taking notes right now.
No, Mike Nice, do you currently have a girlfriend?
Don't ask me no stupid fucking question, nigga. What type of shit? Shout out to Barb. What up, Barb? How you doing, mama? No, I ain't got no bitches.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't have to... You wouldn't have to pretend you're single to do this. Well, let's see how you operate. I mean, are you... You know, you looking for a new slide-off bitch? Something like that?
Side piece, bitch? You always looking for a side piece, bitch, nigga. You can never have enough fucking biscuits when you go to Red Lobster. Listen, them butter biscuits is the shit!
Yeah, but the thing is, this girl has a boyfriend, Mike. You couldn't possibly do anything with her.
What you mean she got a boyfriend? What?
Yeah, I mean, she's already spoken.
How so? Nigga, what the... Shit, nigga. What her nigga got to do with me?
He's white and has a fucking dumb beard. He's not?
So all that means that he got good credit. He got good credit. So what, nigga? Shit, I could just go steal me a new car. I don't gotta go buy the shit.
Wait, Mike Nice, she said he's not white, so he probably doesn't
have
all that.
Get the fuck out of here, hold up.
He probably doesn't have that good credit. Yeah, I think he's Mexican.
Are you dating Guala Gualas now, bitch? What's wrong with you? Guala Gualas, that's not the move, mama. You know what I'm saying? Why you eating reef fried beans? Come home and get you some good fried chicken. Shit.
Okay,
we got
churches.
Chicken down here anyways.
Churches. Churches chicken. Roll with the Lord.
Yeah, roll with the Lord. Church. Yeah, you already know. Last week, good plug. Go back to the podcast. DJNewStyle.com. Get your podcast.
New Style Show.
Exactly. 11:27.
Yeah. I mean.
Reekin and Cuban.
But
son, this Pal Talk chat is ridiculous. Shout out to the Pal Talk chat room.
Yeah, but I mean, Mike, she's no stranger to the blacks. I'm convinced.
Yeah, she sounded like she had a good dick and down.
She has had experience.
So, Kat, hold on.
Germ, you know for a fact that she's had experience?
Well, I do know that she does have skills with the black man, yes.
So you're saying that she has a marred past?
You said that, I didn't.
No, I mean, I'm reading a PM you sent.
Yeah, he's reinterpreting your own words.
Yeah.
I didn't, whatever. Continue.
What does this mean? She likes him finger looking good. I don't understand what that means, Jim. Could you spell it right next time you PM to me?
Hey, you know Kat, I'll let you on a late night tip, though. I'm gonna give you my numbers.
Yeah, I guess we have a pseudo love connection here.
Oh God, you see first GD and now this.
Now who are you, Chuck Woolery, nigga?
Maybe I am.
All right, shout out. This is going to be the new YouTube video game show. DJ New Style hosts Love Connection.
That's right.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, come on, always a contestant. This isn't fair.
Her boyfriend's not opposed to having somebody else enter the bedroom. So
bad.
Yeah. All right, so I think we've almost used you up, Kat. What do you want to say?
Actually, I just wanted to ask you guys a question because you were talking about nailing a girl with a gimp. I wanted to know if you would nail someone with, like, MS or something like that.
I mean, if she's... how does she look?
Well, she's a 7.
Okay, she's a solid 7. Is she personable?
Oh, what up?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm to do this, if I'm to do this, I first have to consider myself in a situation if I were single. Let me put myself in that mindset right now. Right. Okay, if I'm single, I'd probably try to bang an MS girl if she was hot enough.
Oh, that's terrible.
Why is it? See, that's terrible now.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're not. Because you think?
It.
Do you think you're better than them?
No.
Just because you don't walk like a fucking zebra stripe.
No, I didn't say that.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you go, Kat, because we have black men on the line. Tell your boyfriend to be quiet.
He told me to be quiet.
And I want you to hang up on yourself, please. Because I can't
right.
bring myself to do it.
Hang up on yourself!
Please.
He said put your phone down.
Yeah, hang it up, Kat, really.
Yeah, just go put it down.
All right, bye, guys.
Thank you.
Holler at me.
Yeah, holler at Mike Nice. And I said ER at the end, not A. What do you think about that? Do you legitimately think you have a shot?
Swagger. Yo, son, I'm going to take you to Mike Nice Swagger School. For real, son. You ain't got no type of swagger.
Maybe I'll jack the swagger and become a swagger jacker. All right, Mike, nice. What else do you have to say here? I mean,
I heard y'all niggas talking about that shit at the fucking the Thanksgiving table where the bitch ass nigga had to sit at the seam, yo. No love. Yo, niggas don't even sit at the seam. I would sit on the goddamn floor before I sit at the goddamn table.
It's a slap in the face. It really is a slap in the face.
Like, the little kids get their own table, much less sitting at the goddamn seam.
Jerm, that's right. Little kids get a better seat than you, and they're in their own room.
They wouldn't let me sit at the kid table.
So the worst part is, like, either right at the part where they put the leaf, the table extender in the middle, son, to stretch the shit to fit, like, two extra kids who don't need to be there in the
wobbly.
First fucking place.
It's all fucking wobbly. You put a drink down, it looks like it's... On a dashboard of a moving truck. It's just so wobbly.
That one corner at the table that got the bum leg, got a chip missing from the leg and shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to cake over that fucking cranberry sauce slide too goddamn far to the end.
I mean, have you ever been disrespected at Thanksgiving like Jerm has?
Nigga, what?
Never.
Me disrespected? Nigga, you must be bullshitting.
What would you do if someone put you in his position?
They
expected you to sit on the seam in a little stool.
No, no, sir. I lose no weight, nigga. Sorry. No, sir.
All right.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Where was this at? Was this at your place, nigga? You had to sit on the seam in your own goddamn house?
No, my mother-in-law's. See, she's got three...
First mistake, you went to the in-law's house. Don't never go somewhere on Thanksgiving. You tell them bitches to come to your house, nigga. If they don't come... Fuck them. You eat a 20-pound bird, your goddamn self. Real deal. We had deep-fried turducken, nigga. That shit? Official. I'm going to start selling that shit.
I bet you
stuffed
it. If you
got deep-fried turducken, I ain't fucking with you.
You don't feel bad eating a duck?
Probably with shrimp stuffing.
Yeah. No, we ain't have shrimp. We had pork stuffing, son. Pork.
Nice.
I mean, shrimp is sea pork, though. So you know what I'm saying?
That's
you
true.
Can do it either way.
So, Jerm, you said Jerm wanted to know if you felt bad eating a duck.
Why the fuck would I feel... What the fuck for, nigga?
Well, because it's a cute animal.
It's a what?
A cute animal. Typically, you feel bad eating
See,
cute
that's
animals.
The problem with you fucking white people. Animals is cute. Like, animals serve a specific purpose. Like, them niggas got function. And when they stop functioning, well, you eat the motherfucker.
Okay.
On that note, I think we're going to let you go. Mike Nice, why don't you do the final shouts on your call?
Yeah, I ain't got no real shout-outs except for Barb. What up, my mom? Holla at me. Let me see your titties. And a big fuck you and two guns up to any other bitch-ass made niggas. You already know what it is. NiggaKnow.com, NiggaKnow.com, NiggaKnow.com.
Yeah, get those plugs out, you son of a bitch. That's Mike Nice from NiggaKnow.com. Make sure you check out his show. Germ, I think we're gonna put on some stuff that that you love to do. Germ Freak Radio, right? And take a quick break, right?
You got it.
All right. This is the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio. That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh, I really don't have much to say about this particular... I really don't have much to say about the next song from the 1987 album This Year's Model. However, all I can say is that it references masturbation. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
There was a bit of a clip there. It clipped out.
What does that mean, clip? What kind of, what does that, what's clip mean?
It means it fucked up. It clipped out a little bit. We missed some of your audio.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Don't fuck this one up. Seriously. Go.
This next song, see, you know what? By you doing that, you made me nervous. I don't have much to say about this song. There's not much to say about the next song from the 1980. I don't have much. You're an ass. I did these fucking perfectly the first time. Because of your fucking mistake, I gotta fucking do it over. Okay. I don't have much to say about the next song. However, all I can. I don't have much to say about the next song from 1978 on the album. There's not much to say about the next song other than there are... There's not much to say about the next song. There's not much to say... There's not much to say about the next song other than there are references... There's not much to say about the next song other than references of... There's not too much to say about the next song or I can... There's not too... You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole for making me do this over. Maybe if you fucking pressed the button the correct way, I wouldn't have to fucking do this over. Jackass. See? You fuck, I could have did the right... Okay. There's not much to say about the next song. Okay, there's not much to say about this next song other than there are references... Okay, there are not much... Okay, there's not much to say about the next song other than there are references... Okay, there's not much to say about the next song other than that. All right, I'm losing it. I gotta take it slow. I'm getting nervous. Calm down. There's not much to say about the new song other than that there are... You're an asshole. You're a fucking twat. Okay, there's not much to say about the next song. There's not much to say about this next song other than the fact that there are references to masturbation in it. From the 1978 album, This Year's Model. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
Down in the precious land of hell, pen, or heaven sent.
The DJ New Style Show.
This song has been used in television commercials for... Okay, just take it slow. This song has been utilized in television commercials for Ford, McDonald's, and Heinz Beans. It has also been used by Al Zervic on the stereo of his golf bag as he waited for Judge Smales in the 1980 movie Caddyshack. It's Journey with Any Way You Want It. Oh, that was sweet! I nailed that motherfucker!
Jerm, we lost that take.
Don't fuck around. I did that in one fucking take, all right? You fucking rewind it and get it back. Go to the thing where you when you lose something, you can go back in time with it.
I can't do that. You're going to have to redo it.
All right. Are you serious? Are you fucking around? This next song was... Dude, I fucking did it perfectly. Now it's going to fuck up. The same song you want me to do? The same one? This song has been used as... Fuck! This song was used by both... Not both, there's three. This song has been used by Ford, McDonald's, and Heinz Beans in television commercials. It was also used by Al Zervic on the stereo of his golf bag as he waited for Judge Smales in the 1980 film Caddyshack. It's Journey with Any Way You Want It.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything.
Yeah.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tolerating that. Germ Freak Radio. I don't know. Will it ever quite get there? I'm not sure. But we'll give it a shot. We'll keep giving it a shot. Steadily. Germ, are you back? Did you enjoy the break?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do?
I went upstairs and got myself a beverage.
What are you drinking?
It was Pepsi one calorie.
Oh, so that's good for you.
Oh, I don't know if it's good for me, but I drank
it. One calorie. It's really good for you.
Right.
If you're a homo.
Excuse me?
Yes. It's for the gays.
What kind of carbonated beverages do you drink?
Not too many, but when I do, I enjoy a delicious Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, I prefer Pepsi, but whatever.
You know, you're a fucking faggot.
Is it? But in all seriousness,
it's for the gays. In all seriousness,
but Coca-Cola. Yes. I mean, there is only one. I mean, there's not two Cokes still. It's just one Coke now, right?
What do you mean one Coke?
Well, you know, you're saying Coca-Cola Classic, but there's only one Coke now, right?
There's Coke Zero. There's Cherry Coke. There's goddamn Coke with vitamins.
No. Well,
they have Diet Coke with vitamins in it or something.
Listen, remember when I came out with the new Coke and they kept Coca-Cola Classic and the new Coke? They got rid of the new Coke and it's still just Coca-Cola Classic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Germ, but it's the holiday season.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
That's right, it's the holiday season, but wow, look at this. Can you even believe this, Jerem? I don't know. I just don't know.
Hello?
Oh my god.
Yo.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Jerem Freak.
I didn't even hear the phone ring.
Who's this?
Yo, you know what's the fucking worst thing ever about soda is, like, everything just tastes like shit, and especially juice.
You can just run right into it. Go ahead.
Who the hell is this?
I asked who this is. Like, I can't tell.
No, you can't tell, dude. I'm disguising my voice.
Yes, you're doing a great job. So, what's the most, what's the worst thing about soda?
Dude, it's like, everything is the exact same, and it all tastes like shit. And they do that with juice now, because they try to exchange it and make everything different and new wave with, like, pomegranates, but it all tastes horrible, and nobody sticks with its original root. It pisses me off to no end.
Well, thank you for calling, Andy Rooney. We'll see you later there. So, Germ, as I was saying...
Wow.
It's the holiday season. Jesus Christ. And whoop-dee-doo. I hate Christmas music, Germ. I don't know if you can tell. But it is the holiday season. Are you psyched? Do you enjoy Christmas?
Sure. I enjoy burning a hole in my fucking wallet. Absolutely, no problem.
Burning a hole in your wallet? It's a waste.
Well,
I mean, I have my reasons why I hate Christmas.
Well, I have my reasons too, but we won't get into that.
Well,
but anyway,
yeah, whatever. Just because, yeah, I mean, your first annual experience.
But anyway, you know what it is? I don't know. I hope there's no kids listening, right? I hope there's no kids listening.
No, there's no kids listening. It's in the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We're in the last hour of the show. Kids are in bed.
And it's for toys and more toys. And a day and a half later, they're all over the fucking house. All in all different parts and pieces.
And all germs are crawling all over them.
Oh, disgusting.
It is disgusting. I hate Christmas, man, because I worked in retail during high school and college for years, and it was
just... What type of store was it?
Frank's Nursery and Crafts, which is now out of business. Thank God! Thank God. Out of business. Working there, I had this vision of someday becoming rich so I could buy it and shut it down. My advanced high school mind thought that this was the best possible business decision to show them... I'm gonna buy you and just declare bankruptcy. Yeah, that's feasible, dickhead. But they went out of business, and the four songs they'd play on loop on the fucking Muzak, the people, the customers. There's just no new Christmas songs, man. And everybody feels they need to be friendly, but they can't bring themselves to do it. So they end up being twice the asshole they already are, even though like they're trying to put on this fake holiday front. It's just a fucking miserable. Just a miserable time.
Well, was it irritating hearing those same songs over and over again?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you remember what the songs were or no?
Well, I mean, I just played this one Andy Williams fucking song. Feliz Navidad. I mean, there's Jingle Bells, Silent Night, and Up on the Fucking Rooftop, and that's it. All day, 8 hours a fucking day. It's miserable. Just miserable. And I don't care how many artists redo Merry Christmas, baby. It just doesn't fucking excite me. It doesn't fucking get me into the spirit. But I do, however, Germ, I enjoy the decorations. I do.
Decorating the tree, you mean?
No, I don't enjoy doing it. I enjoy I enjoy driving and on my drive home, passing houses that are wonderfully lit up and decorated. People put a lot of work in. That's a running theme with me. Like, I don't want to own a dog. But I want friends with dogs, so I can occasionally throw a fucking tennis ball to one.
You enjoy viewing the decorations and whatnot, the lights and whatnot.
Yeah, and I don't want any of the work. I don't want to have to do any of that.
Do you enjoy when people mix-match the lights?
Well, this is a fun game. A fun game I like to play. It's called Guess Who Lives Here, based on the decorations or lack thereof. Usually you'll see, like, some crooked lights or some fucking blinking where it shouldn't be blinking, or, like, the icicle lights. This is the worst one I saw on the way home. Someone had those shitty icicle lights, and in the middle was just a fucking red section. I didn't even fucking know.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they saw it when they did the big light up. Like, I always picture the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Where
he does that big fucking plug-in with the family on the front lawn. And then there's this red blotch right on the fucking gutters. And he's probably, I'm not going on this fucking roof again. Fuck you. Enjoy Christmas, you faggots. Like, but Dad, fuck you. Yeah, it's just terrible. I don't want to do any of the work, but I love criticizing people's job of it. Do you do any of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I put the lights up. I went on the roof this weekend, put the lights up, put them on the bushes. We had those in blue, I don't know what you call them, those figures where that blows air into the bottom of them.
What do you have?
We have Frosty the Snowman and the Santa Claus from...
These things go in trends, man. They come in waves. I guess somewhere around, like, maybe last year or 2 years ago, these fucking blow-up, inflatable, lit-up fucking animals, Santa Clauses, reindeer, fucking just... And now they're motorized, but people just throw them on their front fucking lawn. They don't give a shit. They plug it in, throw it out there, whatever, put it on a timer. Then before that, it was the fucking reindeer, the wire reindeer with the lights and shit.
Right. Well, people still have that stuff.
Yeah, they still have all those things. But you go back even further.
They have different decades on the lawn.
Yeah, exactly. Even further, they have the 1973, we haven't seen Star Wars yet, fucking plastic blow molds of Santa Claus with the paint chipping off. It's fucking miserable. It looks so fucking cheesy.
It's the Santa with a bag with his sack right next to him.
And it's December. Better get out the plastic Santa with the green bag and the green gloves. Every fucking Santa looks the same from 1973.
Right, right.
Some guy rocking out to Ozzy. He's like, wow, this new album's great. Let me put this plastic Santa on the steps.
Right, awful. Right.
It's just awful. So you put out those inflatable things?
I mean, we have the two of them, but we had to put, like, must have put about 10 cords to make sure that they don't, because every time the wind blows, they just topple over and it just looks ridiculous. So that's the biggest pain in the ass. But so far, it's been good.
I like driving around. I'm like, oh, well, now is that just a Jew or a really lazy person? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody like with the inappropriate Christmas light color, like fucking orange or something.
Oh, I hate that. See, Christmas, these are the colors that should
purple
be
purple and orange. Like it's fucking
right.
Like they're celebrating a Phoenix Suns win.
It should be like red, green, and white. You know what I'm saying? The colors of Christmas. You know, don't make it purple and orange. It just looks ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Oh yeah, and then there's the people that hang the lights up in their bedroom or their dorm room or whatever.
Right, right.
Just fucking miserable. But yeah, man, it's nuts, Christmas time. Do you have any lights on your house? Have you ever put lights on a house?
Yeah, I put them on my house every year. I put them on.
What do you do? Do you do the roof outline?
No, we have I got these special light, the icicle lights, but the colors are red, green, and white only. icicle lights. And
so that's not an icicle. When was the last time you saw a red or a green icicle? The idea behind the icicle lights is that it looks like lit up ice.
That's what they call them, dude.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like that. It just looks like a fucking mishmash of a fucking Christmas scarf you stretched out on top of your house.
Little Italian flags on the gutter.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now you want the fucking Italian flag on your house.
We got that. We got, some lights.
Would you be offended if your neighbors put up the colored lights of their nationalities? I mean, maybe they put the Greek flag up. maybe they put the fucking crescent moon.
I don't care about
to bomb a gas station flag up. I don't really know. Maybe they put that up in lights.
It wasn't planned. Just happened to be that way.
Andy Williams just said in that song, it's the holiday season. But when you say holiday, I mean, most of us mean Christmas. Some people do celebrate some other crazy kind of holidays I don't really know about, like Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. But should they be allowed to put lights up as well? I mean, should it be widely accepted for them to throw lights up and do all that goodness? Do you think that this should be exclusive to Christmas?
Nowadays, you see people putting lights up for Valentine's. They put the red and the white ones up.
But what I'm talking about is during December, during this month, people putting lights up and they don't celebrate Christmas. Are you okay with that?
I'm not aware of that.
You're not aware of it?
Well, what are you referring
to? People like lights. They want it on their house. Maybe somebody who's Jewish wants to put lights on their house.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, maybe since they don't celebrate Christmas, they want to put up other colors. They want to put up black. Somehow they get a black light. String of black lights. Green, red, and orange for some African colors for Kwanzaa. Maybe they do that. Would you be upset with that?
You know what? I'm not here to judge anybody.
Oh, I see.
All right. But I will say this. I will say this. You were referring to the people who don't put any lights up, thinking if they were Jewish or not. Or sometimes I get angry at the people who don't put lights up. They're ruining. They're like angry, they're angry Grinches.
It goes back to you and your selfishness. Because you had to put lights up. Everybody needs to put lights
up. Yes, yes, yes.
You're fucking miserable. Yes. Your kids and your wife are inside fucking playing, smiling and laughing, and all you can do is picture them sitting on a couch while you're out there doing this menial work.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Well, she does
Did you actually put them up?
I put them up.
No help? No one helped you at all?
No help. If I got help, I'd be there until today, so.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, sometimes too many cooks spoil the soup, if you know what I mean.
Wow, so, must be some hell of a soup with you as the cook.
Yes.
Fucking can't even make a bed.
Okay, we're going to continue with that, or are we going to move on?
I think we'll move on, because, I mean, it's the holiday season, Jeremy. It's about generosity. That's what I think. Holidays, you should be generous. You tip extra, you give gifts to people.
Sure.
What do you mean? Sure. You sound a little bit apprehensive here.
I'm livid and fed up with this whole notion of having to give everybody a little gift, whoever gets paid for their services, i.e., mailman, teachers. You know when does it stop? I mean, my wife's got to buy a gift for the mailman. For the academic teachers, for the tennis teachers, for the dance teachers, for the student AIDS. I mean, when is it? You know, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, you should donate to AIDS. I mean, they will find
the student AIDS.
Oh,
student AIDS. AIDS.
What? Like lemon AIDS? Are they making juice out of students?
Okay, I think don't sass me. But you know, it's what is your take on? I mean, don't you think it's to tip the garbage man? I mean, their salary is their payment.
It's important, Jerm. You have to. It's almost like paying tribute. It's expected now. If you don't do it, their service will become degraded. They will do a worse job for you if you do not do it.
So you think if we don't give the mailman a little something, he's not going to deliver our mail? Come on.
Nah. You know what? Maybe he'll lose a letter. Happens a lot, doesn't it? Maybe you piss somebody off when that happens. Like, this letter looks like a bill. Maybe I just don't know exactly where this has to go.
You know,
And then that, you get the second notice. Oh, maybe if I had gotten a little shitty fucking chocolate box or something, but, you know, maybe I'd give him his bill.
But, you know, plus not only that, but we got the bus drivers. And no, but there's two fucking bus drivers. There's two adults on the friggin' bus. There's the bus driver and the bus driver's helper. You got the landscapers, the guy that delivers the water, the Palm Spring guy.
The bus driver, dude, that's fucking terrible. The mailmen are awful, but and I don't necessarily agree with giving them something. But the garbage man, people that you frequent, like I go to lunch at like three places, so people see me a lot at lunch. I see these people a lot. They hook me up. If I don't give them a tip, an extra tip, because it's like maybe the holidays, maybe they do something to my food to get back at me.
You're very paranoid about the whole food being tainted, aren't you? Because you've
mentioned. How can you even call me paranoid or take exception to it when you are exactly the same way, yet you do nothing to prevent it? You do nothing to prevent. In fact, you provoke it by saying, "I don't tip. If you're bringing me fucking lobster or a goddamn happy waitress, you get the same."
Yeah, but no, I've never ever. Have you ever tipped? When you go to a wedding, do you ever tip the bartender?
Yeah, and that first round out. Throw him a 10.
37 years, never tipped a goddamn dime.
Why not?
Why should I tip?
You're an asshole. What the fuck? Guy's working there, he's getting
and
paid
he's getting
shit.
A paycheck.
He's getting paid shit. It's a fucking bar.
He's getting a paycheck.
You have to tip for every drink you get.
Oh, bullshit to that. It's a you know
what? Ah, motherfucker. You've got to be kidding me. I just keep losing my mind. Losing my mind. Yeah. Holy shit. I tell you, man. I tell you, this is fucked up. Can't go one show. Not even one fucking lousy goddamn show without this happening. We were almost there, too. That's the thing. We were almost fucking there. But no. No, I wonder if anybody likes this part of the show where I'm floundering because something fucking happened. Something crashes, whatever. I have to reset network connections, repair this, unplug this. Bullshit it, man. It's just fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Absolutely goddamn fucking terrible. I just keep losing my mind. Da-da. That's what I say. Holy shit.
You.
Sorry, Jeremy. I lost my mind there for a second.
Yes.
Lost my mind.
Yes.
You had it on me?
Yes.
So you don't tip bartenders ever?
Listen, when you go to a wedding, the biggest thing is when you see open bar on the invitation or whatever. Now, by going to the wedding and paying for it, you're defeating the purpose of the whole open bar.
No, what you're doing is you're showing...
All right? I've made my point, period.
No, your point sucks, you stupid fuck. You have to tip. You have to tip. You just fucking do. You have to tip because they make shit money, and they're there pouring you your fucking faggoty goddamn Coke with a cherry in it all fucking night over and over and over again, listening to you fucking... hold it by the stem, not by the... Fucking giving him all kinds of fucking orders. You tip him. You tip him. Unless he does a shitty job or you visibly see him spitting your drink. Because, Frank, I'm telling you right now, you don't tip for any drinks. You have consumed cups of saliva that have been projected forcefully into your drink.
No, I never...
Cups! Cups!
Never, never,
in your
never,
lifetime,
ever.
You have consumed massive amounts of loogies that were just thrown into your fucking drinks because you couldn't throw a dollar down.
I'm not going to throw a dollar down at an open bar. It's defeating the purpose of the open bar.
It's not defeating the
Period.
Purpose.
Because now it's a cash bar.
So let's say this. Let's say you get a discount or someone gives you a gift card for one of your good restaurants. A restaurant you like to go to. Do you tip? Do you give them a tip? If you pay with a gift card and you don't have to put any cash in?
Yeah.
Oh, you do there, right? But
yeah.
But the meal's already been paid for. It defeats the purpose of a free meal.
Uh-huh. You know what? Hey,
it's
I'm
the same fucking thing.
Whatever.
No, don't whatever, because you know you're wrong.
I put my point, move on.
No, yeah, make a bed, you fuck. You're 37.
fucker.
Touch sheets. It's okay.
And you know what confuses me, too, talking about tipping?
What?
And this wasn't around 10 years ago, 15 years ago. When I was a kid, this was not around, this concept. This concept that I'm so fucking confused about, I don't even understand it. I go to a fucking convenience store, 7-Eleven, and there's a little fucking paper cup or a little dish. It says, take a penny, put a penny, or something like that. What the fuck is that all about?
What's the big deal? And what does that have to do with tipping? It's not like a tip jar.
But what is that about? Leave a penny, take a penny. I don't understand that. What is that about? When do you use that?
If you are short a penny, you can take a penny and use it. Like, okay. If your purchase comes to $5.01 and you only have a five, well, you can take a penny out and say, okay, hey, well, thanks.
Well, then how come when that happens to me, the cashier doesn't say to me, here, take a penny? They don't say anything. So I'm ending up getting 99 cents and change back.
Because you're too stupid.
I'm embarrassed to take the penny.
What?
I'm embarrassed to take the penny.
You have signage in front of you that says, if you need a penny, take a penny. If you have an extra one you want to get rid of,
I feel awkward taking the penny.
Then carry around 10 pounds of change.
Have you ever taken the penny?
Yes.
Have you ever put the penny?
Yes.
I see.
I tip people at Starbucks. I'm very generous.
You know what? Because you're a fucking wheeler and dealer, aren't you?
No.
Whatever.
Germ, you wanna take care of people that deal with your food on a regular basis. Because they will hook you up. They will hook you up. They'll say, you know what? This is on me. Thank you for being generous.
If I ate at the same fucking restaurant every fucking day of my life like you did, I fucking tip them too. But I go to some place once and I usually don't go back, so they'll never fucking see me again anyway. So what the fuck difference does it make?
I gotta even get my fucking money. Not fucking out. It doesn't. Yeah, and you know what? That's the perfect thing for you, because if you're not gonna fucking tip, then you know, you may as well never go back there again, because they'll remember you. They will remember you up to, like, 5 years down the road.
Right.
That's that motherfucker. He didn't fucking tip me. I did all this fucking work. I made sure I had gloves on and Purelled my hands in front of this motherfucker because I saw him chatting to himself before he ordered. I knew he's one of those people. And he didn't even give me a fucking dollar. Or, yeah, dude, you believe this fucking guy? All he drank was ginger ale all night. All fucking night. And he held me up when I could have been serving people that would tip me. And this motherfucker couldn't give me a dollar. You know what now? They fucking stir your drink with their cock.
Oh, please.
They get fluffed in the back room and bathroom, and then they fucking they swizzle your drink with their fucking balls and cock.
Please, please. You're just trying to be showboating. I know what you're doing.
I would do it. If you didn't tip me, I would definitely mix your drink with my fucking balls.
You know what?
I don't care if it's icy.
I don't think.
Numb them up. Maybe
like
a stray hair, something like that. You know, it might feel good. Who knows? But you might also consume a pube. and you'll probably suck on the straw, too. And you're like, ooh, this is really good. Is this Canada Dry? Is this Canada? Please, is it Seagram's or Canada Dry?
I see.
Yeah. That's right. You got to tip, Germ.
All right,
you tip on special occasions.
I'll think about
places
it.
That you frequent regularly.
All right, let me think.
You know what? Sometimes you just randomly tip if they do a good job. You do that if they're really good.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I always tip, like, if I go to Home Depot and the guy helps me bring some stuff, I give him a quarter or something. It's no big deal.
A fucking quarter. He should throw that back at you as hard as he can, right in your fucking bald head.
All he did was carry out a fucking bathtub. I'm like, what am I going to give him?
Give him a dollar.
Break. Oh, please.
Give him $2. Dude, that sucks, that work.
Yeah.
The idea of a tip is to make his day a little bit brighter and show appreciation for him carrying out your new fucking toilet because a neighbor accidentally pissed on the seat.
You're going to bring that up again?
And it wasn't I'll always bring it up. Well, what was it? I don't understand.
You know what? It was a fucking worker.
You had a worker at your house.
I hate when the fucking workers... I had some... You know what? I had a situation this weekend, and I'm fucking livid over it, dude. Let me ask you, what is protocol when you have workers at your house? Are you supposed to reserve them refreshments?
You're supposed to offer. Oh, please answer the question?
Yes.
I didn't know. Is it question time? I don't even know.
No, this is not a formal question time. I'm just asking you. Do you serve, are you supposed to serve them refreshments? I'm asking you.
No, you offer.
You offer what?
Offer. Would you like something to drink?
Okay. But when does it stop? When they're asking
you
if, well, I had some people at my house doing some electrical work. And I was a nice guy. I said, listen, you want a bottle of water? I got little bottles of water in my refrigerator.
That's very nice of you.
I gave him a little bottle of water, okay?
One of the little half bottles?
I think it's 4 ounces.
I got to say, Germ, if you're going to say, hey, would you like some water, and someone comes out with that little half bottle, that's a fucking slap in the face. Give me some water.
All right,
a little puddle.
Can I please continue?
Go ahead. Continue.
I give the guy the little bottles of water. They're done doing their thing. You know, they're in the family room, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Sure.
This son of a bitch gets himself another fucking bottle of water on his own. What the fuck is that all about?
You probably said it at least 3 times. So he figured each time you stuttered was another bottle of water.
I was so fucking livid. I was.
That is wrong, by the way. I agree.
You think that's wrong. You do think that's wrong.
Yeah. You know what happened though? He felt you out. He felt you out. He read you exactly right. And I'm going to guess you didn't say shit to him.
I was too scared.
So that's right. He fucking sniffed the air around you. And it smelled like a...
Well, you know what? I gave
it smelled like the crotch of someone that does Pilates.
I gave him a look, man. I gave him a look.
You didn't give him shit. And the look doesn't matter.
You know what
you
he
mean,
did?
Mean mug him from across the kitchen as he's taking all your water.
He took advantage of me. He took advantage of my gratuity.
Your fridge has been raped.
And I felt like I was used.
You really were. And you felt exactly as you should. He read you perfectly.
Right.
He sensed that this is a weak person. He's got water. I'm going to fucking drink.
You know what
it.
Topped it off, though? This was what topped it off, man. He asked me for a glass and some ice to go with it. That... Really
wait, now, is this the one that you extended
the
to him?
The second bottle of water, he's like, can I have a cup and some glass? He's like, I have a glass, some ice. I mean, what the, now when does it stop?
Oh, man.
Of course I gave him a paper
cup. Hey, is your daughter home? Your daughter home by any chance?
Hey,
she got a bed?
Yeah, enough. But listen to me.
You wouldn't even say that to him. You were scared.
Listen to me.
You would probably let him have sex with your wife if he wanted it.
Well,
Here's this wine I've been saving, and the champagne I had on the day of my engagement.
But listen, I gave him, you know, I gave him a paper cup, so I wouldn't have to utilize it again, and the ice and everything.
Did you give him the stink eye when you handed it to him? Here's your ice,
dude. This is how close I came to total paranoia and anxiety disorder. He was going to open up the freezer and get the ice himself with his fucking bare hands.
What's wrong with that?
You're a fucking engineer, aren't you? You can't fucking put two and two together?
So, I don't necessarily enjoy when people do that, but I'll do it on my own. Do you do it on your own?
Oh, in my own house, of course. I have clean hands.
You don't have clean hands. Nobody does.
So I got him the ice, gave him his fucking beverage, and moved on.
Did you fix him a nice supper?
I didn't do anything.
Offer to shine his shoes and do a little soft shoe for him.
I did nothing.
Make sure Master was pleased. Master! Here we go! Let me dance for you!
Okay, that's DJ New Style saying that disgustingness, not me.
I don't understand. What are you talking about? Is that racist?
Whatever. I know I'm not going to sink to your level.
Fine. Okay, fine. Okay. Here, fine.
Next.
No, don't even cut that one. Let that one run out. Because that was truly racist. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to depict an awful black stereotype that was hilarious and portrayed in Looney Tunes cartoons. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
You're the only one laughing.
Someone out there is. How many workers did you have over?
It was just two.
Two?
It was just two. But when we had...
Did they work together? I mean, maybe he was getting the water for his friend who you didn't extend a bottle to.
No, I gave.
You gave them one shitty little bottle, dude. He has every right to go in there and get a second one. You gave him this little fucking.
Shouldn't he ask me first?
No, you didn't give him a whole water.
I don't have to give him a goddamn thing.
You gave him the fucking the kids' school lunch portion of water. Like, here's some milk, kids. A little fucking pint. Not even.
I don't
a pint.
Have to give him a goddamn thing.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you offered and he took it again.
Right, but don't take advantage of me, you know.
Whatever.
Don't take advantage of me. You know what? You're going to learn one day.
You're in a bad mood. I mean, it's the holidays, Frank.
You're going to fucking
learn
your style.
You're getting nothing for Christmas.
Whatever.
You're not getting anything.
I don't need anything. I don't want anything. What the fuck do I want? If I want something 20 years, I fucking buy it.
Do you ever get anything from your kids for Christmas?
From my kids?
Yeah.
Yes, well, you know, like little things that the wife gives them some money and she takes them to the store and they pick some stuff out.
And have you ever, honestly, look around. Are they around you?
Who, my kids?
Yeah.
No, they're sleeping. Where, it's
okay,
fucking
okay.
10 o'clock
at
night.
Just listen. Have you ever enjoyed any of their gifts?
I've enjoyed every single one.
Bullshit. What was the most useful gift they've given you?
They just bought me a baseball cap that said Greatest Dad on it.
Wow. I guess they can't read yet.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's I can remember doing that as a kid, and it's all good, you know. But, you know, if I, like I said, I don't need any. If I want something, I buy it.
Well, so you love their gifts.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to get them everything they have on their list. Do you know what's on their Christmas list, Jeremy?
Well, my daughter likes these dolls. And
now, I have a niece. Are they the Bratz dolls?
They're the Bratz dolls. They're very scantily clad dolls, and I'm not too comfortable with them. Are you familiar with these things?
I'm familiar with them. My niece wants them. She likes them better than the Barbies. I guess Barbies are over with?
You know what? My kids, the heads are all over the ground. The heads are separated from the bodies in my house. But
that's probably your son. He's probably going to be a serial killer. He's decapitating his sister's Barbies.
But these Bratz dolls, they're like, they're trashy dolls.
They're whores. They have little pumpkin heads on these fucking short bodies with fucking slut makeup and all these little slut hot doll outfits. I would probably bang the human form of a Bratz doll. I'm not even lying right now. Okay. I might even go watch that live action movie they got coming out, The Bratz.
Oh boy.
Hey, don't hate. Participate. That's what I say. See, are you gonna get her the sluttiest doll ever, or are you gonna crush her dreams? And are you gonna ruin her faith in Santa Claus?
You know what? She's 8 years old now, and I'm thinking to myself. You know, I'm trying to remember.
When did you discover that there was no Santa Claus?
You know, that's what I'm trying to remember.
Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this with your kids in the room without your headphones on, I'm sorry, but there is no Santa Claus, and I ruined that for them. So you have to do some explaining. Sorry about that. I should have told you before.
That was a little hacky. You know, do you remember? I'm trying to think back when I realized, and I just can't remember what year it was or when how old I was.
Did your parents have to tell you at like 15 they got tired?
No, they got tired of
writing from Santa on every gift they give you.
I figured out the logistics of it and how it's really difficult to go to every single house in the world in one night. And I said, you know what?
You were six and you fucking had it all mapped out on your little boy desk.
Yeah.
Which incidentally, the same chair that you used at that little boy desk was what they put you at the Thanksgiving table in. That little fucking,
exactly.
That little, I want to be like dad chair next to the big boy desk.
Right. So, you know, I'm just waiting for her, you know, I'm just wondering how many more years she has left to believe in it.
I think at this point, she's losing faith.
No, she's 8 years old.
She says she does because she thinks that she won't get presents. I remember second, third grade, I'm like, okay, now should I really, like, pretend to believe in Santa Claus? Am I not going to get presents if I don't believe? I mean, I want presents. I mean, my mom still, at that point, still had the few gifts that were from Santa. Meanwhile, Santa has my mom's handwriting.
Well, how did they explain the whole thing when you take pictures with Santa in the mall? Did they call him Santa's, they were Santa's helpers?
No, he was Santa, and we didn't do that much.
So you actually thought that was Santa in the mall?
I was, the only time we've ever done it, I was like 3 years old, maybe four.
Okay, because you were too cool, right?
No, because we never did it. What, am I going to do it on my own or refuse to do it at fucking 5 years old? No, Mom, fuck Santa! We're not doing it tonight! No, fucking 5 or 6, we just didn't go.
All right, well, fine.
Jesus Christ, Jeremy, I mean, did you go? I mean, did you believe that?
You know,
your parents had you fucking snowed.
Oh, whatever.
You were, you try to, oh, dude, I figured it out when I was six, when I was seven. You're entering junior high thinking that Santa's the coolest. I like Santa Claus. He's the coolest.
No, not at all. But, you know, and that's pretty much it. I'm just, you know, it's going to be sad when she realizes it. And I'm just worried that she's going to, like, when she realizes it, that she's going to, like, tell the little ones that there's no such thing, and that's all I'm worried about. But hopefully
they will. They will spread it. Once the oldest one does it, they're going to tease the little one. And they're going to say, there is no Santa Claus. That's just mom and dad. Actually, it's just mom in this case, because dad does nothing. That's what they'll tell. That's what they'll say. I honestly believe you don't know what's on their fucking Christmas list either.
I have no idea. I mean, well, how would I know?
Maybe because you talk to your kids. Maybe you read their letter to Santa Claus.
You know, every day it's something different, you know, whether he wants, you know, Power Rangers or a puzzle.
It's always him with you. It's never the two girls.
No,
it's
no,
just the boy.
The kids are, you know, whoever, you know, whatever. Whatever they want, they but this year we're just going to get, like, a couple. Instead of getting a whole bunch of little toys, you're going to get, you know, some big toys, a couple of big toys, and that's it. Because every freaking toy we have is a shambles in the week, and it's a fucking waste of money.
Really? Just all a shambles?
There's pieces that mixed matched everywhere. It's just ridiculous. Toys are such a waste of money. Because my kids can be more entertained with a fucking paper cup.
Do you have a lot of toys just strewn about the second floor? In young Luca's room?
How many times more times are you going to play that song before you realize it's getting old?
I don't know. My older sister told me there's no Santa Claus. My dad doesn't know what I want. Grandma makes him eat on the floor. Oh, man, enough of that shit. Young Luca. Germ, I don't know, man. I don't know. Who called who here? Did I call you or did you call me?
You called me and, it's, you know, it's proper protocol to do that. Oh, you know what? That's interesting that you mentioned who called who here.
What?
Well, what is, like, when somebody call, I always wondered this, like, and I nobody can give me a straight answer. When you're having a conversation with somebody, what is the protocol for the person who should hang up first? I always thought that the person calling should be the one to hang up first. I feel that it's rude that if you call somebody and the person you're calling says, okay, I got to go.
Oh, the classic the end of the call cue,
right,
that you give them.
How do you end
like,
the call?
Like, just engage me in conversation. Just do it now. Just say, ask me, just start talking like you would on the phone.
I'm bringing the phone. Bring. And you say hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Ken? How you been? How's everything going?
Yeah, Germ, I'm good.
How's the family? How's the holidays? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, they're all good.
Good, good. Yeah, it's good talking to you. What's going on? What's the matter?
Well...
What?
Yeah, okay. Well, listen.
Hey.
What?
What?
Yep.
See, that's rude.
Why? Why is that rude?
It's you, it is proper protocol.
If I got something going on.
Listen to me!
Well, alright, okay. That sounds good.
Listen to me.
What?
The person who is being called, the recipient of the call, should never be the one to hang up first.
That's crazy. Well, listen, tomorrow, maybe, I guess? Talk to you tomorrow?
No. Listen to me.
What?
The recipient never hangs up first. The recipient never hangs up first.
And I'm the recipient in this case.
You're the recipient.
So you're saying that if someone calls you, it's got to be protocol that the person that made the call
should be the one to hang up. I feel awkward when somebody calls me. I feel awkward being the one hanging up. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
No.
I can't do it. No matter how many times I say, all right, then.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Whoa, look at this. This is amazing. This is actually exciting stuff here.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Frank, hang up right now.
Who the
I just called
this?
In right now. You called in a long time ago, so hang up right now by your logic.
I ain't doing a fucking thing, man.
Well, no, Steve, see, you made the call.
You made the call.
Yeah, so no one can hang up on me.
That's true. I apologize.
Because I would be the one that would have to hang up.
You called me, so you have to hang up.
Who
first.
Called who here?
Well, I didn't call you at all, Jerm. I'm just telling you to hang up.
Well, no, you made the call, so it's on you,
you made
now.
The call. You're the caller.
You made, Steve, I mean, you did make the call. According to Jerm's rules, the person making a call has to end it.
Right.
I'm not ending it, though. I made my call to you, and I'm not going to end this now, and I'm telling you, Frank.
You're going to stay on the whole fucking night on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I can't end it. I feel awkward ending it.
No, don't. We don't have to end it. I mean, we got all Steve right. on, you know.
All right. Yeah. So, Frank.
All right, then. Yeah, what's
Frank,
up? Yeah.
Who would you tip in this situation?
Go for it. You son of a bitch!
Oh, he hung up! He hung up! You've been sassed!
I don't like being disrespected like that! don't disrespect me or sass me!
He sassed you!
I don't appreciate that. That's being disrespectful.
It is.
I don't appreciate that.
I don't know what to tell you, man. You've been sassed.
It's not right.
We've got Barb starting some kind of inane card system for the sass. I don't know. I don't want to do that. I don't do that yet. I mean, Steve the LARPer is a good friend of the show. He knows the ins and outs. That's all I'm telling you, Jeremy. You might be a rookie compared to what he is. I don't know, man. The holiday season, it's a good time. I've seen already two Christmas spectaculars, specials,
what
I guess.
What have you seen?
I've seen The Grinch. And Radio City fucking Christmas spectacular. They were not spectacular.
You saw The Grinch, and you're 27, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Okay. I have also ironed, washed clothes, made a meal, and fucking made a bed. So I'm way ahead of you.
Okay.
And I was able to wipe my own ass from fucking your kids.
What was the other thing you saw? The Christmas what?
Well, the thing is the Radio City Christmas.
That is the most boring show I've been there twice. It is so fucking boring, isn't it?
It's pretty bad.
Oh my god.
It's pretty bad. But the thing is, I can't complain because the tickets were provided by my girlfriend's parents. They took us out and did that, and that was very fun.
Right.
Very, very fun. Well, this weekend is going to be the third one. The third one I'm going to be seeing. I hate Christmas, keep in mind. Everything about it, except for the presents. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Jerm. Mm. Are you familiar with that group?
I am familiar with that, yes. I think it's very entertaining. I think you'll enjoy the show.
Oh, you think I will?
Yes.
Why? What do you think would be so exciting about it?
Well, because they play, classical Christmas music to rock, you know, in a rock way.
Really?
With electric guitars and stuff like that. I think I like that kind of. I think that's pretty cool. I think you'll have a good time.
It's not that good.
Okay.
It really just isn't that good. I just want to let you know. Okay. I mean, I've been there the last 2 years in a row. This will be the third time.
All right, so if it's not that good, why are you going three times?
Tickets are provided again. Tickets are provided
You can't say
again.
No?
Again. Why would I say no, Jerm? Why would I do that?
Now you can suffer. I hope you're sitting there suffering like a fucking animal.
Like a fucking animal?
Yeah, I hope you're sitting there suffering.
I don't understand. Why would you do
that? So if somebody gives you something pro bono, you have to accept it?
Yeah. I mean it's fucking... That's what you do. Someone does something for you.
Let me ask you. Say somebody buys you a fucking Whopper, a greasy Whopper. Are you going to eat it?
Yeah, I love Whoppers.
You know, you're missing my point. Let me try and rephrase that.
What?
Say somebody buys you something that buys you a pair of spandex pants for Christmas.
Okay.
Are you going to put them on?
Sounds delightful.
Okay.
I would accept them. I'm not going to enjoy them.
Are you a good pretend gift.
This is great. Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. Wow, spandex pants, dude. This is great.
so you are pretty good at that.
I'm the best. I defy really? Anybody to defeat me at the fake happy gift receiving. I am the king of this. Is right. that something that you would do if someone gives you a gift that you absolutely hate?
I'd be like, oh, cool. This is really great. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. That's
yeah.
It.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, thanks. Would you oversell it? I oversell it.
I think when you oversell it, you're making it lose its genuinity.
Genuinity?
Yes.
The genuinity?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's genuineness.
Genuineness now.
You know you know what I mean. Just because I fucked up the word, do you have to like embarrass me about it?
Yeah, I do.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Because you're so fucking insecure, you have to make somebody else feel bad?
Yeah. Let's rock out, man! It's Christmas time! I love the devil! It's metal, man! This metal and Christmas should just not fucking go hand in hand. I don't know. It's insane, because they're these fucking would-have-been, like, incredible rockers wearing fucking tuxedos with their like, cover band for Aerosmith haircuts. Blasting off fucking fire and shit and pyro and like, yeah, who loves Christmas? Put your fucking hands in the air. It's insane. It really is insane. Listen to this. Put your fucking fists in the air! The truth is, though, you can't listen to this and not feel good. This is the one song I truly like. Yeah, it's great, but Germ, I gotta tell you, some of the show, they have like this black guy reading poetry and shit. And it's like, it's a little bit slow. But then they build up to this and they play that song. Right. And it's kind of good.
How long is it? What, a couple hours usually? Or
I think it's like 2 or 3 hours. I don't even know. I lose track of time. I pretty much spend the entire show waiting for this song. And when I see it, I'm not going to lie, the guys can fucking play well. And it's kind of cool to see, holy shit. It's kind of cool to see them, go nuts on a fucking Christmas song or whatever. But I guess you could say I'm being mean, Jerm, because it is something that's free. It is right. something that's given to me. This is a gift. And it's not even one I have to, like, fake. I don't enjoy the entire show, but I do enjoy this. You think it's a bad show? You wouldn't go?
I'd probably go once. I mean, I don't know if I'd go again. Is it the same material every year?
Yes.
See, that's they got to change it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, so, I mean, you called me, right?
I think you called me.
No. You called me after the thing messed up, right? You called me?
I don't recall.
Yeah, you did. You even said you did before.
I don't recall.
Looks like rules were meant to be broken, bitches! Oh, snap! Who ended whose call? I want to thank everybody for being a part of this show that we call the DJ New Style Show. Thank you, everybody. If you typically don't listen to this and you're listening now, don't judge me. You don't know what's inside! Looks like I'm paying for my ticket next year. Someone just got a PM. No, really, I love it. It's great. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 11 East Coast. There is no radio. Download other shows. DJNewStyleShow.com. Thank you. I apologize. For real, for real.
Ladies and gentlemen.